Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 409 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever this week. And coming up on the show, we'll be hearing from the Mayor of Wolverhampton about his charity auction, raising funds for his mayoral charities towards the end of his year. Councillor Barry Finlay joining me on the line for that one. Also, we will be talking all about a brand new computer game. It's called Snatch. You can actually steal parcels and packages and get prizes on a virtual world, and it turns into real things in real life. We'll be fun. To get about that from Joe Martin, the CEO of the company behind it, a little bit later on. There's all sorts going on down at the Wildside Activity Centre. Steve Downs will let me know about that very soon. And we'll have music from Alex Ohm. He'll be sharing his new EP with us. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Should be rather a treat. That's all on the way. But first of all, from the 10th to the 13th of May, Tetnal Amateur Players, Tap to the Friends, are performing Murder, Margaret and Me. It's Philip Meeks Play, and I'm joined on the line now to tell me all about it by Jane Alsop. Hello.
Hello there.
So, what's your part in all of this?
Murder, Margaret and Me is about the relationship between Agatha Christie and the actress Margaret Rutherford. And my part is Agatha Christie.
Oh, excellent. That's a nice distinguished role to have. And where in Agatha Christie's life do we find her during this production?
It's early 60s, so both Agatha Christie and Margaret Rutherford are getting on. So they've both been famous, Agatha for writing her plays, and Margaret Rutherford is a very well-known actress at this point.
So you're having lots of makeup to get you to look the right age for this one, so it ages you up a little bit, I trust.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so, but no. In actual fact, it's very nice to have a play for older ladies, because there aren't a lot of plays about these days for older actresses. So it's nice to have something with some really good parts that you can get your teeth into.
Yeah, and often something's trying to make a statement and make you think about something rather than reflect and look back at something that's really happened.
That's right, that's right. And this particular play, it's fascinating because it's about secrets. And both Agatha Christie and Margaret Rutherford had secrets in their past. And Agatha Christie in the play becomes a little bit of a detective herself to unearth Margaret Rutherford's secret, because Margaret Rutherford did not want to play Miss Marple. And there was a reason behind that. And I don't want to say too much because it'll most definitely be a spoiler. But there is a mystery there as to why in the beginning she didn't want anything to do with the plays. There's lots of layers to the play, and it is a bit of a mystery.
And lovely intimate venue as well, the Crown Jewels in Codsall. So it's great place to play with 60 seats for each performance, so you are pretty much on top of the audience.
Absolutely, and it's a lovely venue, as you say, and it's ideal for people to come along and have a drink beforehand, perhaps have a meal beforehand, and then come and see the show. And we're performing in the old library at the Crown Jewels, which is just perfect, because the walls are full of books, which is absolutely ideal setting for this particular play.
So if you want to get yourself along there, 10th through to the 13th of May, and it's an 8 o'clock start, how do they get their hands on tickets?
Right, tickets still available from the Crown Jewels in Codsall. Also available by ringing 01902 744 033. And also you can buy tickets online at www.ticketsource.co.uk/Tetnal Amateur Players.
So ticketsource.co.uk/Tetnal Amateur Players or 01902 744033. That's 744033.
That's right. Or directly from the pub.
But yeah, nip into the Crown Jewels and test the beer beforehand as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All the food.
And tickets are £7.
So not a bad price at all. So no. Do go along, do enjoy what's going to be a great investigation, as it were, but an insight into the lives of two very famous and very talented women.
Lovely. Yeah, thank you very much.
Jane, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to you being the woman who authored Miss Marple.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bye.
Now, in a moment of this time, we'll hear from Alex Ohm, but first of all, let's hear the main track from his EP. This is Every Ocean.
Breathe in, breathe out, out of doubt, in your veins.
Alex Ohm and Every Ocean. And he joins me on the phone now to tell us more about what's going on in his world. Hello.
How are we doing?
I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Long time no speak.
Oh, it has been a while, and that's certainly time we caught up and had a little of the new music and stuff. And that one's out there doing things for you at the moment. There's a new EP on the way. What's going on apart from all of that?
Yeah, well, it's sort of picked up speed over the last few months, really. So I've got an EP coming out. Spent a bit of time recording it. So I've been, you know, in the shadows of Wolverhampton, working with Ryan Pinson, not far from the Molyneux, actually, RML Studios.
Yeah.
And, it's just been great sort of taking the time, really, to sort of make some new songs and get them sounding the way I want them to sound, really, and sort of be fulfilled with what I'm putting out there. So really, really pleased to be back making music and just happy with the way the EP's come out now.
Because, I mean, the career's been ongoing for, you know, years and years and years. I'm going to say decades, to be honest, because it is, isn't it? I'm just turning up my head, and I'm thinking back to the days of the Lines, and that wasn't the start of you doing music either. And you've been going for a good... Is it nearly 20 years now? Are you old enough for that?
I think that's putting years on to me, to be honest.
You sure?
I think that's... That's got to be putting an extra 10 years on me, sure.
Yeah, right, okay, I don't believe a word of that. Okay, well, we'll call it a decade then.
Yeah, right.
As we're friends.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
But, I mean, obviously, you're producing so much stuff, and I'm still disappointed that we haven't seen you taking on the world. You've certainly taken on the UK and done some great stuff. There's been international tours as well. But could this time be the EP that really, you know, throws your name out there again?
Well, I think it'll be the foundations to sort of maybe a wider audience, maybe.
Because you've worked blooming hard for this, and you deserve it, and the music's good. So what's going wrong? What's happened?
I don't know. That's a mystery. But I think there's so many musicians out there that could say the same thing, really. It's a tough industry, and I think, you know, the old saying is possibly right. You know, right time, right place. Who you know, maybe. I don't know, but the important thing is that, the reason I do it is that it's because I enjoy it. So it's nice to keep doing it for that reason, and recently working with people that, you know, I enjoy making music with creatively, and, you know, they sort of inspire me to get more out of my songs that, you know, I hadn't thought of before. So, yeah, I think I'm really happy with the songs, the way they're sounding, and I've got a batch of songs, so they should follow this release. I'm more than happy with what we're sort of making, and we played a gig on Saturday, actually, at the Newhampton Arts Centre, and I was talking to somebody about it, and I was saying, you know, it sort of sunk in that, like, I'm actually sort of quite sort of comfortable at the moment with the sort of, with the music that I'm making, and with myself as sort of a performer. Like, when I was in the lines, it felt almost like I was still learning, and...
But what an education, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so lucky to sort of experience the things, well, we all are, really, to experience the things that we did and go to the places that we played, and it is, you know, I'll never forget that, and I'll never sort of, I'll always be grateful for it. So hopefully it will sort of take off, you know, carry on from where we left off there, and sort of we'll get to do that again.
Well, I expect nothing less, to be fair. The quality of music that you've produced has always been absolutely astounding through the years, and we're looking forward to hearing more of it. We're going to listen to Through the Storm next. So give us a bit of an idea of where you're coming from on the songs you're writing at the moment. What are the influences at the minute?
Well, as always, I listen to a vast collection of sort of artists and sort of music, really. I've got a lot of friends into a lot of different sort of styles of music, so I always try and take that on board, really. I mean, every ocean is, it's almost got sort of like a drum and bass sort of beat, but it was sort of like influenced by Radiohead and the sort of things that they were doing in Rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of like the sort of content of the lyrics was taken from, like, the sort of the birth of my nephew, sort of, and like just sort of things like looking at him and sort of thinking about him growing up, and like just giving him words of advice, really. And I've been working with a girl called Julianne Bourne, and she helped, like, she works with me on the strings and things like that. She arranges strings, and you'll hear her sort of work on Every Ocean and Through the Storm on this EP. And that alone has been, I mean, I love, like, sort of classical music and bands like the Cinematic Orchestra, new bands like Bonobo and things like that. So, yeah, it's just a vast collection. And obviously going back to, like, the bands like Beatles, artists like Dylan, you know, Willie Nelson, things like that. So it's just a massive melting pot, really. And
all comes together in your music and makes it work from there.
Yeah, I like to sort of think that, like, it's sort of, you can't just say, oh, that sounds like so, you know, said band. And that's what I've always tried to sort of do, like, not sound like any particular artist, really, trying to, like, sort of...
Yeah, you've got your own bandwagon for people to jump onto, let alone you're borrowing somebody else's, so that works.
Yeah.
And so it is a good sound, an absolutely excellent singer-songwriter, and I do appreciate your work. So we're going to take a listen to Through the Storm in a moment, but first of all, tell us where people can find this EP and when it's released.
OK, well, all the links to my social media and things like that are at www.alexohm.com, that's O-H-M, and then it'll be available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer, things like that. So,
all those random collections of words, which are apps that you download onto your phone, and this is the reason to use them. Listen to Alex.
Do it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Go off and find it now. But keep up the good work. Very much looking forward to listening to more of your stuff and grabbing a copy of the EP in my own right when we can. And looking forward to hopefully seeing you back on the road playing in the city soon.
Yes, definitely. We've got an EP launch on the 20th of May in Birmingham. And then hopefully we'll get back to Wolf at some point.
That'd be the way to do it. Yeah, we'd like that. All right then, Alex, thanks again for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Never a joke.
Bye. Through the Storm from Alex Owen. More from him a little bit later on. As you draw to the close of Councillor Barry Findlay's mayoral year, he joins me on the line now to talk about the annual auction. Hello.
Hello there, mate. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. And obviously, it's been an important year, having been on the winning team for the Milk Bar End of Year Quiz. Obviously, that was an important part of your mayoral year, I'm sure.
Well, that was one of our big highlights, that was. Yes, definitely.
You proved you're up for a laugh anyway, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But with 30, is it 38 lots you've got available to you?
We've got 38 lots this year, which is...
It's massive.
It's a massive amount. And, you know, I know we're early on in things, but it's been a great amount of support we've had from businesses and local organisations. Really great.
Yeah, and everything from the lot number one, the dining out package, right the way through to some brilliant days out. There's wine, there's spirits, there's even shortbread and Cadbury's roses thrown in some of these lots. So tell us about some of your favourites as you head through this massive lot list.
Well, some of my favourites on it is, many people will probably realise now from what we've been doing over the year, I'm a great sports fan,
mm-hmm.
and there's some great opportunities. There's an half-day racing with the Porsche people down at Silverstone.
That sounds like fun.
Which sounds like fun. And we've also got an off-road driving experience with Jaguar Land Rover, who've also put a hotel at a spa down at Luton where they do these things as part of their package here. So that's a really, really nice one.
So that's going to be good for somebody. And you can buy these and do them as a gift as well, can't you?
Yes, they come on now, which is how we've been able to tap into the companies. But they basically said to us, what you see on the website, if anyone goes to have a look at it, that's what we're offering as the prize.
Is there anything you're tempted not to put into the auction here because you would rather go off and do it yourself? Because the afternoon tea package at David Austin Rose's, that sounds like really good fun.
That's the sort of thing which I would go for myself because I'm a sweet tough and a nice cake before me, and you can virtually get anything out of me, and they're sort of relaxing like that. But there's also a nice one which we've got in there in terms of the beauty pamp packs. There's an opportunity to go to Float World,
mm-hmm.
which is to have an experience there where you get floating in water with all various salts and what have you, and it sounds like a relaxing thing when things have been a bit arduous on a day.
And of course these are obviously donated by different companies, and Float World on the Works Road in Tetnall really know how to look after people and take away the stress of life.
That's what it's about. And obviously, with this auction, what we would say to everybody, every bid you make is really, really appreciated. But everything goes to our three charities, which we've chosen this year, the MS Therapy Centre, Tetnall Road, the Samaritans, and also Help for Heroes.
Yeah, and it is obviously, whenever you're coming into this role as mayor, you know that you've got to work hard and choose charities which are going to mean a lot to both yourself and the people of the city. And again, you've done it there because they're all vitally important to the whole of our area.
Absolutely, and they work their little socks off in all these organisations helping everyone, and we can make a small bit of help to them, but it makes a big difference to the people who they're trying to help along the way.
And so just look at the deals that you've got online. Place a bid. Obviously, you know what the value of the product is. You'll probably end up paying a bit less for it. Some cases, it might be a money can't buy experience that you end up paying a bit more than you would do for the standard experience, but do it. Things like you got the race package, you got Wolverhampton Racecourse and Monmouth Green Stadium. So if you fancy the dogs or the horse racing, there's a package in there for you. That's lot number five. There's a kids' fun package. You can got a £15 gift voucher from the Entertainer in the Mander Centre. Go Kids Co voucher, 2 complimentary admission tickets for that one, and airspace as well. You can go along and enjoy that with 4 £11.95 gift vouchers, and it includes free socks. What more could you ask for? So you can that's lot number eight if you want to go for that one. You can place your bid and have a go at getting one of these packages and see what's going to be good for you. You've mentioned the Jaguar Land Rover one, which sounds absolutely fantastic, but even rail travel, lot 13, 2 standard return tickets on the West Coast Main Line between any two stations. Virgin Trains letting you do that, and you can get all sorts of deals online. But this one, you know, you choose a great holiday, you can be heading off up and down the country with this, can't you?
Absolutely, and along with those, we've got some nice hamper packs where people can enjoy those sweets and chocolates you were mentioning, and also there's drink packages there. So something we think there's something for everyone, and there's also gardening things, great barbecue set. So just about everything for everyone there.
And as you come to place your bid, you'll find out what the current high bid is. You know where you want to go to. If you want to keep an eye on these and keep popping back and maybe bumping your bid up a little bit if somebody's overtaken you, and make the most of raising some funds for charity. But getting yourself something which is going to be either money can't buy or a special package, and you could get it at a really good price as well, and a great way of supporting the mayoral charities as you come towards the end of your year. What's your official handover date?
The handover date for the mayoral is 17th of May.
So you've got until then to raise as many funds as possible. And what's the closing date for the auction?
Closing date is midday on May the 5th. And what I'm hoping to do in the afternoon is to phone up our lucky bidders and give them the good news.
To get your hands on this, wolverhampton.gov.uk/mayoral, and you can find that on there. M-A-Y-O-R-A-L, I think, is the spelling on that one.
That's it, yeah.
And before you know it, you could be enjoying the gardening package with some Westland Rose food, a garden fork and a garden spade, and making the most of that thanks to the Kingswood Trust and Morrison's in Bilston.
Absolutely, my
friend. Brilliant. Councillor Barry Findlay, Mayor of Wolverhampton, through until the 17th of May. Thank you for joining us, and good luck with the great funds you're going to raise for this charity auction.
Oh, thanks for all your help. Bye.
From a blanket of earth I'll rise, adjust my eyes to the sun like a newborn raised into the light. Questions everything and everyone. I'm not proud of my mistakes, I guess that's part of growing. With every single tear we ache, first the drop and then the flow. Wild, wild love. Wild. Contours that pave the streets made us who we are, you and me. And after all was said and everything was done, what we can be sure is we cannot be sure. I'm not proud of my mistake, I guess that's part of growing. With every single tear I ache, first the drought and then the flood. Wild, wild blood. Wild, wild blood. Wild. Mistakes, I guess that's part of growing. For every single tear I ache, first a drop and then a flow. A first a drop and then a flow. A first a drop and then a flow. A first a drop, a first a drop, a first a drop.
That's Alex Ohm here on The Milk Bar.
There's a brand new augmented reality game setting to hit our iPhones, Android phones and any other device you can get it onto over the summer. And there's been an interesting survey around that as well. To tell us more about it, we're joined by CEO of Snatch, Joe Martin. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, you've got a report on the anatomy of stealing. This all ties in with the game Snatch, because once you've downloaded this onto your phone, you are going to be addicted. I know, I've already done it. And you will be heading around collecting packages and trying to avoid people nicking them off you.
Yeah, in its most simplest form, that's exactly what we're about. So we basically use augmented reality to create a virtual treasure hunt, where you can find, like you say, packages that we hide all around the country. From a user's perspective, you have to find them and then keep them for 6 hours, but everyone else around you can snatch the parcel from you. So we've got like 500,000 people out there playing it right now, and over £18 million worth of prizes that they are effectively competing for.
Now, obviously, there is a serious side to the survey that you've done as well, with over half of British people saying they'd try and steal something back if they were the victims of theft. Really, you can see that in the game, because these packages, in particular the golden ones that are out there, they're worth real value to people. So things that you found in this report do tie in with what happens in the game itself.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a really interesting piece for us. So we looked at how people in the UK, how Brits feel about stealing. Over 38% of people said that they would willingly take something if they could get away with it, which is incredibly interesting. And then, like you say, we've got over half of the country, the population, would actually try and snatch something back if they had taken from them. And that's exactly what we see in the game.
And obviously the game, it's a nice, fun world. In real life, we don't want people behaving like that. And having, say, played it myself, it's amazing. I would say the number of users you've got, 500,000 across the UK, you can see that because you're constantly bumping into it virtually, the other users who are online. Some of the prizes for grabs are quite intriguing. With a general election on the way, you're offering somebody the chance to stand for election. You'll foot the bill for them to sit in the constituency of their choice.
Absolutely, and why not? I think it's good to let people have their say. The main thing about what we're trying to do is add a kind of a layer of fun to kind of everyday life. It's keeping it relevant. So the betting element's very kind of taboo and cheeky. But as you say, we are actually, one of the prizes is to allow somebody to run for MP in their area. And provided they change their name to Margaret Snatcher, we will pay for everything.
So a game which has, as I say, got real prizes. And that's interesting to see that actually there's a game out there where you are in with a chance of taking something away other than just spending money. Now, obviously, in the game, you do have to buy credits for things. But there's ways of picking those up as you go along, isn't there? So tell us a bit more about how the mechanics of the game works.
So basically, once you have a parcel, people will try and snatch it off you. You can defend those using tools that you have. You could physically run away from the area, or we actually have a number of safe houses. So you will see these on the map. These are retail outlets. There's over 5,000 bars in there. So if you check into a safe house, you're completely safe for that set amount of time. And you'll also get an offer. So you might get a free pint or buy one, get one free cocktail while you're there. But it's very much about engaging with friends. And like, I think as Brits, we have a great way of kind of joking around with our mates, getting one over on them. A great example is you could drop a black hole feature on your friend's doorstep. And as soon as they walk outside the house in the morning, you'll snatch their parcels. So it's quite, like I say, it's quite tongue-in-cheek. Actually, one of my absolute favourites is we had a guy on social media who was really frustrated, really irate. He was picking up 10 parcels and then going to bed, and then every morning he'd wake up and all of his parcels had been snatched. And in the end, it actually turned out it was his mum snatching off him.
Brilliant.
Which is brilliant.
And once the parcel has been in your possession for the 6 hours of its life, basically the contents are yours as well.
Exactly. So the actual lifespan of parcel itself is 6 hours. So if you snatched off somebody who'd already held it for 5 hours and 50 minutes, you've only got to keep that parcel for 10 minutes, and then you could win anything from 10 grand, like cars, holidays, Amazon gift vouchers, or, of course, you could become an MP.
Anything can happen in this game by the sounds of it. And if it's only 10 minutes, a simple smoke screen will protect you from anyone else.
There you go.
You haven't even got to go and hide in a bar. So there's lots to do in the game. And was this all born out of your interest in forensic science that you studied at university? Is this where it all began?
Yeah, so my interest has always been in behavioural psychology, and that was the focus of mine when I was doing forensics. I had a kind of sales marketing background as well, so a lot of it, what I wanted to do is kind of cross the two over. As well as that, I'm playing games myself, where I'm spending real money, time, effort on buying fake carrots to feed my fake rabbit on a fake farm, and I'm not really getting anything back. So I wanted to put the two together, give complete control to the users, so there's no advertising in the game from the brands. Really just create an experience, something that is fun, that people can get really stuck into, and ultimately come back at the end of the day with some really cool prizes.
Well, it is absolutely addictive. I was walking around last night hunting for packages, which all did get stolen within about 10, 15 minutes because I had to go off and do something else. But it is a game which can be addictive, and you've got to keep watching over you. And as you said, the safe houses seem to be the best way of doing it. And so how do I get my address designated as a safe house so I can be secure overnight?
It's one of the major questions which is coming up. Everyone wants their house as a safe house. I mean, there's invisibility cloak right now. There's also a safety tent you can pitch. I mean, for us, we've been going for 2 months now. There are so many new features coming. And if you join our community on social media, we listen to everyone. We want to be able to talk to the people who are playing it, get ideas for features that they want, and then we're starting to build those in. So it's growing with the community, and that's exactly what we wanted. So it's great to see.
Well, there are plenty of packages and safe houses around the Wolverhampton area. Download the app, go along and enjoy it. Joe, how do we find it? What do people search for?
Simply go to the App Store. It's on iPhone and Android. You can put in Snatch into the store. We'll come up on top. You will notice us because our logo is a bandana.
Well, Joe, thank you for joining us. Joe Martin, CEO of Snatch. And I am already addicted to the game. I'm going to lose the weekend to this, I can tell, but there we go. We'll see how we get on.
You can win.
Fingers crossed, as long as I don't get all my packages nicked, but there we are. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Time for a final tune from Alex Ohm now. This is Days Like These here on the Milk Bar.
Place your lips upon my neck. Throw your arms around the waist of this sinking ship. Put your hopes in a lifeboat. Save yourself and keep dreams afloat. Days like these, you open your eyes and see it's not so bad, 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 bad.
Own with Days Like These. Make sure you get along to his website, find him online, and most importantly, download and enjoy some fantastic tracks from a brilliant singer-songwriter. Thanks again to Alex for letting us share his music today. On Saturday, the 6th of May, there's a very special event taking place at the Wildside Activity Centre. To tell us more, Steve Downes. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you, Jason?
All good here, and you've got another brilliant chance for everyone to get into the great outdoors, enjoy the fantastic fresh air and the fantastic facilities down there at Wildside. So tell us more about it.
Right, OK. Well, I don't know if you remember, you joined us last year.
I did. It was brilliant fun.
Yeah, so we have lots and lots for all the family on the 6th of May. We'll be starting about 11 o'clock and we've got two narrowboat rides which are free and they're always very, very popular. So if people want to get on board the Trevalisa and enjoy the peace and tranquility of Smestow Valley, get down early and book a place on that. We've got lots and lots of arts and crafts activities for all the families, and there'll be lots of good stuff for people to take away. If you're into the great outdoors, we've got firelighting and den-making activities. And I'm thrilled this year that Wolverhampton Ukulele Orchestra are joining us to entertain us during the lunchtime.
That would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so we're hoping for fine weather and that they can set up outside and people can have a nice relaxing cuppa and a piece of cake and listen to their interesting renditions of popular classics, shall we say.
This is the magic of the ukulele, and it's a good bit of fun as well, isn't it? You can't not smile when listening to a uke.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Hopefully you get a few people singing along, yeah.
Brilliant. As long as it's not you or I, then that'd be fine. it was a great event last year, and I know there were so many people who just probably happened upon the place for the first time with all this going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting the message out there. We are getting busier and busier, which is fantastic news for us. But, yeah, I think there's still a lot of people out there, particularly in the Whitmarines area, that don't know where we are.
And it's first time I tried to find you, I thought, oh, wow, it's there. And you're kind of just an oasis and amongst all of the houses are around you. And so a great facility. And there's so much stuff that goes on throughout the year. And we've talked in the past about some of things like canoe lessons and bike riding and all this stuff that you do with schools as well, because you're really a multi-use venue. Not only are you available to the community, but also you have schools who book in and use you during the week.
That's right, yeah. I mean, we're getting more and more schools booking in at the moment. And you're saying canoeing, we've got a unique opportunity for young adults, 10 to 16, to try out canoeing starting on the 27th of April. There's a five-week course and they can get a canoeing qualification. So if anybody's interested, let us know about that.
Yep, and do get in touch. And what's the easiest way of, other than popping in, but what's the easiest way of getting in touch with you?
I mean, there's normally somebody there 9 till 4 every day, so give us a call on 01902 572240. Or if you want to drop us an email, it's info@wildsideac.co.uk.
And there is that website, wildsideac.co.uk, if you do want to go along to it. But the easy way to find you is to nip down to Horden Road in Whitmarines, WV6OHA.
That's right, yeah, just opposite St Peter and St Paul School.
Yep, so nice and easy to find you. Go head down the slope and be amazed at what you find the other side of it. And say it's a beautiful piece of canal. And, of course, the wildlife down there must be starting to thrive and come into its own at this time of year.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Our volunteers have just been out doing some conservation surveying work with the Canal and River Trust and Birmingham University. And we're an otter hotspot as well as water vole hotspot now. So otters have been visiting us down in the Smestow Valley, which is rather exciting.
That's brilliant. You've got it all.
Yeah, indeed we have. Yeah.
So the 6th of May is that event for the fun open day down there. Loads of stuff going on. There'll be all sorts of stuff, and I'll see if we can get down there again. Okay, I'll have to check the diary and see what we can do.
That would be wonderful. You're always welcome.
Steve, thank you for that. And we will speak to you soon. But once again, have a great time down there. Wildsideac.co.uk to find out more. But for now, Steve Downs, thanks again.
Thank you very much for your time, Jason.
That's it all for this week. Thank you so much for joining us back with episode 410 next week. I'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.